Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 229.
I live in a city filled with millions of people, but I still feel all alone. The air is filled with noises of technology and progress, fax machines and cellular phones. Wanna hear a voice that rises above them, telling me I'm not the only one. Wants to hear a sentiment that sounds familiar. Listening for sounds of life in the emptiness, I'm waiting for an echo. Got my ear to the ground, listening for a sound that's gonna save me. I got my heart as a guide, my eyes are open wide this time. I'm listening for sounds of life out there, out there, out there. I want to look around and see my reflection in the world beyond me. I want to look into the eyes of another, see something I recognize. I want to know life has a meaning. Wanna know where I belong. I want to hear my voice coming back to me. I'm listening for sounds of life in the emptiness. I'm waiting for an echo. Got my ear to the ground, listening for a sound that's gonna save me. Got my heart as a guide, my eyes are open wide this time. I'm listening for sounds of life out there, out there, out there. Feeling that tells me I've been here before. Or a house where an old friend comes to greet me at the door. Or just to know that I have a place in the universe. I'm listening for sounds of life in the emptiness. I'm waiting for an echo. I got my ear to the ground, listening for a sound that's gonna save me. I got my heart as a guide, my eyes are open wide this time. I'm listening for sounds of life out there.
everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston, Texas. Yes, on the top of the program, you've just heard Freddie Freeman singing Echo. And you can check out his music at freddiefreeman.com. All right, this episode of Bear Podcast is dedicated to Bearapalooza. And this coming month of October, they're going to have two gigs, two events that's going to happen. One is on October 10th, which is Rocktoberfest, and with a K. So go to myspace.com/Rocktoberfest, put the links to the website. It's going to be in Timber Hill Lodge, so remember, it's on October 10th. And then the next event is the Sawmill Campground Bearapalooza. So it's going to be in Dade City, Florida, October 24th. And there's going to be a lot of musicians in those events, and there's some newcomers too. And in this show, we have two guests, Freddie Freeman and Michael West. And they wanted to talk about Bearapalooza and about Rocktoberfest and the one Sawmill.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a beer.
Hey everyone, this is Nard. And joining me in the show are the head honchos of Bearapalooza, Michael West and Freddie Freeman. Hello, guys.
Hello, Nard. How you doing?
Yes.
Hey, Nard. This is Mike. How you doing?
Yes. They're actually... Oh, you better be careful there, Mike. You're driving, so I hope...
No.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Driving the wilds of Franklin, Tennessee right now. It's pretty scary. It's a lot of SUVs.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So, okay. Freddie,
I'm grating cheese.
You're grating cheese. Oh, that's for dinner tonight? Wow. Good for you guys.
I haven't eaten dinner. We live exciting lives.
Anyway, okay, so you guys have something going on this coming month, this coming October.
Yeah. We got a couple things going on this month.
Yeah, a couple. I mean, it's kind of near each other. Kind of scary that way, in my opinion. But if you can. But it's great. It's always good to have a music fest for the Bear. So, yeah, tell us about the first event next week.
Well, I'll go first, I guess, because basically I've kind of had a little bit more of a hand in this, and Freddie's had a little bit more of a hand in the second one. So, sound cool, Freddie?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
Okay. Rocktoberfest is our next event. It's on October 10th to the 12th at Timberfell, which is in Greenville, Tennessee, which is an all-gay men's resort. And... we're going to be aligning with four other clubs, along with Timberfell, to host a full weekend down there, a Bear weekend. There's no run fees at all.
And you just need to register. You just need to register.
Well, actually, you don't even have to register. All you have to do is just come and get a room or a campsite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, register for a room. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, right. It's open to all guests of the resort. So. Yeah.
How many times have you done it there at Timberfell?
This is our second time this year.
The second time? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, they really had a blast the first time around. We booked in a low season, and when we booked there, they were able to really do a lot better on room rentals and almost build the place. And so they invited us back again, and this time it's quite a bit larger, and it's almost sold out. They still do have a couple rooms left. Out of all the rooms, and they do have some camping left, too. I think it's primitive camping is left.
Primitive camping, as in
roughing
it? Okay.
no extension cords up to your hairdryer, basically.
That's no fun. I like having to, sleep along with the faucet and the power outlet very nearby. And watch DVDs in the tent. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it's for the whole week of for the whole weekend from
weekend.
And what date is this? This is the one on Timberfell. So this is the one on October 24th.
No.
Oh, is this October 10th? Oh yeah, that's right. Timberfell for Lodge. Okay, I get confused.
Yeah, October 10th to the 12th.
To the 12th.
And. It looks to be a really good show. I mean, they've done a lot of remodeling at Timberfell, so they're ready for us. They've done some expansions there, and we're going to be doing the show in the tavern. And we've got some great performers. We've got Daniel Cartier. We also have, of course, myself and Freddie, Grady Chalice from Baltimore, and also Ernie LaJoy from New York, I believe.
New York.
And then, then Swin Dunbar, hopefully in his shirtless glory.
Oh, yeah, I love those. Okay.
From North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So it looks to be a really good show. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. So who's the newcomer?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm too. Who's the first-timer here? Who's the first-timer among all those?
I don't think any of them. Wait a minute. You know what? I apologize. I forgot somebody. We actually do have a first-timer. We had Ron Moltz that was originally booked, and because of some scheduling conflicts, he wasn't able to do it. And so we booked a gentleman by the name of Shawn Michael, and he is an incredible artist that we found via MySpace, or actually he found us. And so this is his first time.
Oh, okay, he's a newcomer. That's Shawn Michael? It sounds like a wrestler, Shawn Michaels?
No, he's a tall, handsome guy with full beard. Mm-hmm. He goes under the name of Rhythma. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, okay.
Rhythma.
Rhythma. Mm-hmm. And that's his musical project online on MySpace. So you can find me linked under all the artists on our Verpool's MySpace page.
So you're saying Ron Morris won't be able to come for Timberfell?
No, sadly, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, he's a nice guy. I talked to him before. We had him in the show before. He's a pretty nice guy. And too bad. I was hoping he would be playing, but I guess there's a scheduling conflict. Yeah.
We'll have him back again. We got some big plans coming up in the future, Nard.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, that's Rocktoberfest with a K, and Rocktober.
So it's going to be a great party. It's going to be cocktail parties presented by the different bear clubs. We've got Carolina Bear Lodge. We also have the Virginia Mountain Bears, also the Nashville Conductors, which is a letter group here in Nashville, and also the Middle Tennessee Bear Lions. So they're going to be hosting parties. Also, we have a great DJ from San Diego, DJ Michael Carrera, who's going to DJ both of the night.
Nice.
So,
I expect to see pictures.
Yeah, he's quite a handsome guy.
So, Middle Tennessee Bear Alliance, that's the new bear club there, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're helping out. That's awesome. So, no more Music City Bears, huh?
No.
No more. Okay. Is Robert still active, though? Does he attend the Middle Tennessee Bear Alliance meetings?
He comes to some things. He's not involved in the...
He's not involved
in the board or anything.
I see. All right. So that's Rocktoberfest on October 10th to 12th. And there's another event that you guys are going to do, which is in Sawmill.
Our third year.
It's a third year already.
Sawmill has become an annual thing. They already booked us for 09, too. It's one of my favorite times of the year, my favorite shows of the year. It's such a great campground. It's a lot like Timberfowl. It's a gay, lesbian campground. And they have all kinds of activities, and they have their own... They always give us a great big stage and bring in all the sound equipment. And, you know, there's cabins that you can rent. There's tent space that you can rent there. They also have day passes if you're in the area and you want to come in for the day.
Hey, that is Timberfowl, too.
What?
So does Timberfell. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, they do.
Hey,
good. Yeah.
Oh, they have day passes. Okay. Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It seems that there's a trend here that you guys like to do it in campgrounds now.
They love it.
That is awesome. Yeah.
So I think that we're moving toward that more than bear runs and more than bars. It just seems like a great environment for our shows because, you know, we bring music and it brings more people into the campground. It creates an event and everything's there and it just works really well.
Yeah. So who's going to be on this one now, on the one on the Sawmill?
Sawmill will be myself, Charlie K. Brown, Don Harvey, a new act that we got called Laphro, who is a wonderful music comedy duo.
Oh, Laphro, okay.
And we will once again be joining up with Kendall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kendall.
And we'll be playing with Elijah Black for the first time in a couple of years.
Wow, Elijah.
So that'll be really good.
And
Gordon Michaels, too. Okay. He's a great gospel singer from Boston. Yeah.
Oh. Is it Max still going to play?
I'm sorry, who?
Max Christopher. He's not...
He was scheduled to, but then, like Ron, he had some problems at the last minute and couldn't
do
it.
Okay. So. Yeah. But I'm really just looking at the website right now. And look at the information. So Elijah Black, have you been following Elijah Black on his emails
and
stuff?
Yeah, I just saw his videos.
Oh my
god! Great video on Loco. It's good.
Yeah. He's top seven, and that's what I heard. And he's even doing. That's awesome. Yeah, I had to vote.
He's got a lot of fans out there.
Yeah, I had to vote. I had to vote for him too. So. It's awesome. And he's going to be there, too, at Sawmill. So that's going to be on October 24th. Is there going to be a theme?
Well, the show is October 25th.
25th, but everybody's just going to be there 24th, okay.
Right, the weekend starts on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
The show will be at about 6 p.m. on Saturday the 25th. And just like Timberfell, it's included for anyone who is at Sawmill. So if you want to get a day pass, or if you want to book a cabin or bring a tent, mm-hmm. you just go to flsawmill.com, and they have all the prices and everything on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
awesome.
and the show's included, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And the two differences between the two, I guess you could say, is that the one at Rocktoberfest, the Timberfell, is a bear event. Kind of like a bear run without the run, but like an unrun.
Uh-huh, it's an unrun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Sawmill is basically for everybody. For gays and lesbians, for the whole crowd. So bringing it to the whole big group.
It just so happened that the performers are mostly bears.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. It's definitely a celebration of the bear community, but yes, it's open to anyone.
Open to everyone. That's awesome.
Hey, and Freddie, I know we talked earlier, but did you add that additional performer to Sawmill?
Oh, yes, I did. We added another performer. His name is Steve Reeder, and we met him in Milwaukee when we got rained out in Milwaukee. And he came to our hotel room and filmed us, having a little jam session in the hotel room. We hung out with him and his partner getting out of the rain, and it was great meeting him, and I'm glad we can include him. He's a great musician.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you got to hook me up with those guys. We can have him the
show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
play some
absolutely.
Of their music. Yeah. And, so it's going to be, Rocktoberfest is October 10th. And Bearpalooza Sawmill Campground is going to be October 24th. This is around Halloween already. So is there going to be some kind of a theme you guys are going to think of? Are you going to be in a costume?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, there you go. See, you can have a theme.
I don't know. Maybe at Timberfell we could all wear lederhosen and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I think, Freddie, that for the last song, that you guys should all change, all the performers at Sawmill to change into pastel polo shirts.
Pastel polo shirts.
Pastel polo shirts. Yeah. Bottom Bears dressed as Air Force One.
Oh, my God. There you go. That is, yep. Yeah. You can do that.
You guys saw that Saturday Night Live made fun of
that,
right?
Oh, yeah, I heard, they made fun of Air Force One.
We love Air Force One.
I'm quite
just so you know, we love Air Force One. They rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I met Robert at IBR last February.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. Very, very, very friendly, if you know what I mean. Very friendly just walking around. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much the daddy bear of the group.
Right.
Yeah, he was there. He was there hanging out with Future Villain Band. Yeah, that's right. I remember.
All
with
right.
He was hanging around with us with Glenn and the others and Patrick. Hey, look at that! It's the Bear Force One guy. Look at him. So it was pretty. He wasn't too talkative, but he likes smiling a lot. Yeah. Being very friendly with people. Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for the pictures. I can't wait for the pictures for Bearpalooza to come up with all those you guys wearing pastel. That'd be nice.
Hopefully we'll have some video. We should have some video.
I imagine Jay can do that. Jay can pull it off.
Well, Jay will be performing, probably. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Is he going to be little, do the little fuzzy thing?
Oh, no, not this time.
Oh, not this time?
He's performing with me.
Oh, okay. It's awesome. You know what? I really envy you, Freddie. You know, my partner and I sometimes we jam, but he can only play three chords whenever we play something like Ramones. So he's happy with the three chords. And we would jam. But you can really, you know, you and Jay really jam
Yeah, I guess I am lucky. I mean, it's the first time I've ever had a partner who was so, you know, into music the way that I am.
Musically inclined.
The things that brought us together, so that's good.
That's true. How about you, Michael? Is DJ a musician too?
He's not a musician, but he's a very supportive husband. I really appreciate him for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just very cool.
Oh, okay.
But hey, Nard, I have a proposal for you.
All right, what's up?
So I think that all the Bear podcast listeners should all weigh in on this.
All right,
everyone that's listening right now that thinks that Nard should join one of our Bearpalooza shows as a player, let Nard know via email.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I would love to have you for Flux Fest.
Yeah, I need to practice again. I miss those band days. Yeah, that'd be nice. I could play bass, or I could play guitar if I can remember again how to do it. But that'd be awesome. Wow.
I'm having an idea. There's an event that we're doing next year, probably, where we're putting together a band, kind of a super group. So, fine for that.
Oh, okay. The Bearpalooza band,
yeah.
The Bearpalooza band.
Kind of like we're probably going back to Milwaukee next year and doing a like putting together one act that includes a lot of Bearpalooza performers.
Bear Force 2, or no, I'm kidding. It's going to be a band.
We were thinking like, you know, the Bearpalooza All-Star Band or something like that.
Ah,
you know?
Okay, this power band. So if you're going to do that, how about in Timberfell and in Sommel? Are you guys going to have a full band also there? Anybody have?
No, we're not going to have drums and stuff like that, but some people will be. Like, I'll be doing a set where I'm playing guitar and singing to tracks of stuff from my album.
Oh, okay.
So, mm-hmm. But I want people to hear some of the work on the album for a change. And then, you know, a lot of times I do an acoustic ensemble. Michael and Jay and I will be doing kind of an acoustic ensemble with guitar and djembe, and probably have somebody else sit in on guitar and mix it up like that. Kind of an unplugged thing.
Yeah.
But then we do have some people who do tracks and some other things.
Yeah, it'd be awesome that you can have a CD, not only video, probably an album, a Bearpalooza album from a concert live.
It's one of the things I'm working on.
Ah, okay.
Along with the documentary, if I ever finish it, from all the footage that we took on the road trip.
Oh, which reminds me, I still have some videos from, you know, 2007 when I was there in Nashville.
Oh, right.
I can send you some footage if you need some concert.
That would be awesome, because I'm going to be taking not just stuff from the road trip, but anything throughout the past 8 years that I can find.
Okay.
And hopefully one of these days putting together like an hour and a half like movie.
Yeah, I remember that your your medley. I have that in video.
What?
Your medley. I remember you did a medley last year.
Right. I'd like to see that again. Yeah. The Prince medley.
The Prince medley. Yeah. I haven't digitized it. It's still in tape, but yeah, we'll work on it. I'll send you a copy.
Cool. And all right.
Anyway, so yeah, I really appreciate you guys being in the show, and thank you very much and spending time with me.
We always have a great time talking to you, Nard. Yeah. We love you.
Oh, we love you guys too.
Love you, Nard. Hey, really quickly before we go, I just wanted to ask you if I can just do a quick minute more of your time.
Oh, sure. Okay.
We wanted to announce something, and I'm sure, Freddie, you're okay with me doing this.
Of course.
But we are starting something new next year.
Oh.
Bearpalooza will still exist. However, Freddie announced this recently on an interview he did with another podcast. But officially to the bear community, we're going to be continuing with Bearpalooza on some shows, but we are actually starting a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
And it's right now tentatively titled under the name The Haven. And this is basically an organization for gay male musicians for continued like music education. And we're actually going to be buying a piece of property and having something similar to Timberfell meets Easton Mountain, which is an all-gay men's retreat in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically be a place for musicians to get away, to write, to perform, also to be able to come and have continuing education on learning instruments, taking courses on music business, songwriting. And so it's going to be probably about a 5-year project, but we're starting that next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Officially called The Haven.
I would like to have you guys on board again and talk about that when everything comes together.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
It's going to be pretty big, so yeah, we'd love to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, thank you very much, guys. And Mike, be careful driving. Be careful driving. Mike is driving right now.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks to Mike. And thank you, Freddie, for being in the show.
All right, thanks, Nard. Thank you, Nard.
Wow, that was awesome. It's always great to have Freddie and Michael on the show. Okay, so before we close the show, I just wanted to do an announcement. Elijah Black, his video, his music video, Smile For Me, debuted at number 7 at logoonline.com. So, yeah, if you get the chance, please keep voting for him. I'll put the link on the website. You can vote for him. And he's in the top 10 videos, so yeah, it's still ongoing, the video voting. So let's see, I'll put the links on the website for you guys to help out Elijah. He's a great guy. I've met him before. He's always awesome. And I've had him in the show before. Yeah, he's awesome. Okay, so guys, if you have comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. Or you can subscribe via iTunes for free. And call the voicemail line, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Thank you everyone for listening in. We'll catch you guys next week. And watch out for, next episode. We're going to have... Babalu, yes, for the group, he's going to be promoting the Buck and Babalu show. Thank you guys. I'll talk to you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast.